Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. We are continuing with the Mishnah Yomi for Chaf Zayin Adar Sheni of Tav Shin Pei Beis. We are in the second parak of Kilayim. We just began the second parak yesterday, talking about using a seya worth of seeds to plant a base seya. But what happens if some other seeds were mixed in there? And we mentioned along the way that vegetables, you need less seeds to plant the same amount of land because they take up more space. And flax, you actually need three times the seeds. You need three seya to plant a base seya. So in Mishnah Gimel, we're going to say what happens if he changes his mind. Haita sadeh zerua chitim. He had planted his field with wheat. V'nimlach, and he changes his mind. Lazara sarin. Now he wants to plant barley. So the Man Hashem, why might he go to the trouble of planting all the wheat and then all of a sudden plant the barley? So there's actually a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 16, talks about the world is judged four times of the year for four different things. But then the Gemara brings, really the world's judged every day, judged constantly. And Abaye says on a practical level, a practical advice is if you see a certain crop is doing really well, go ahead, go and plant some more of that crop. So perhaps this guy sees that the barley is taking off, and he says, wow, I shouldn't have planted wheat, I should have planted more barley, and he wants to change his mind. And really, it's a musser. When you're succeeding, don't take it easy, don't rest. When you're growing, keep growing. When you're succeeding, keep succeeding. That's what Abaye says. If something's doing well, plant more of it. So maybe that's why this guy wants to deal with his wheat and change it to barley. So what does he do? The Mishnah says, Yamtin lo ad shetatlia. Wait for it until it gets matlia. There's actually a machlokis what this means. So it could mean until it gets rotten and it's putrefied and there's worms on it. Because a tolat is a worm. Matlia can mean wormy. Or it can also mean wait until these seeds actually germinate and little tiny root hairs that look like little worms come out of the seed. So you can't change your mind right away. You have to wait until they actually sprout or until they actually rot. But then the yofach, and then you turn it over. So he would take the plow or the hoe, and he would turn over the land to, it's going to kill these little sprouting wheat seeds. V'acharkach yizra. And afterwards, he's going to plant in his barley seeds. Im tzimcha, if they've already sprouted, his wheat's already poking up. Lo yomar ezra hakarochech. So don't say, oh, I'll just I'll plant the seeds, and while I'm planting the seeds, you know, he's going to take his hoe and turn over the dirt to cover the seeds, and okay, in that process, I'm going to be burying these little sprouting wheatulas. These little wheat plants will get destroyed and turned over at the same time I'm putting the dirt on top of my barley seeds. Alahofech, no, he has to turn it over first. Achakach zareya. And afterwards, plant the new seeds. First deal with the old one, and then do the new one. Sur mera fa'aseh tov. Otherwise, it looks like he's trying to add in barley into his wheat, and he's trying to make kilayim. Kameh echoresh. So how does he have to plow and turn over to make it gone? Ketal me'ravia. Like the furrows of the rain. So the Mepharshim explain, when it rained, they used to go and sort of make lines, make ditches, shallow ditches between lines of the crop, sort of for drainage, so the extra water could run off. So you don't have to plow every square inch, every square amma of this field, but you've got to sort of plow in nice lines so you're getting pretty much all of it. If there's a little bit left, you'll deal with a little bit of wheat does come up, even though you've tried to get rid of it. You'll deal with that later when it comes up. But if you're trying to get rid of it, then that's good enough. You're making these talmei revia. Abba Shalom disagrees. He says, "Kedei shalo yeshayir rova levet seya." He says, so you don't leave over a 1/4 in a beit seya. And he's referring, of course, a rova is a rova hakav of seed. Now, a beit seya was 6 kav of seed, and a rova kav would be 1/4 of a kav of seed, or 1/24 of the total amount. So Abba Shalom says, plow up everything. Just don't leave a 1/24. There's actually a machlokis in the Mepharshim if he's more mekel or more machmir. Because maybe these furrows are pretty big furrows with a pretty big gap in between. And as long as you're making the furrows, even if you left more than 1/24, it's still kosher. Maybe Avashal is being more machmir. Or maybe these furrows are tighter spaced and leaving 1/24 is actually easier than plowing these furrows to uproot the wheat before you do the barley. Mishnah Dalet has a similar theme. Zorua, he did zorea. Now this is a word that's used generically for planting crops like wheat, barley, grains. V'nimlach, he changes his mind, l'nota. And nota means he wants to plant vines, a vineyard, he wants to plant grapes. Lo yomar, he shouldn't say, eta, I'll go ahead and I'll plant the grapes. Akach ofach, and then I'll turn it over. While I'm turning over soil to cover up the grape seeds, that's when I'm going to, in the same process, go ahead and turn over and uproot and interfere with the growth of these little grain seeds. Elahofech akach nota. Rather, get rid of the grain first by doing some sort of plowing, like we did in the previous Mishnah, and then plant the grapes. Netua, if it was already vines that were planted, v'nimloch, and he changes his mind, lezora, he wants to take advantage of the good wheat harvest, or the large price increase in wheat. So he wants to change from grapes to wheat. Lo yomar, Ezra, he shouldn't say, I will do zorea, I will plant the grain. Achakach asharish, and afterwards I will asharish, literally means uproot. I'll take the shrushim, I'll take the roots, I'll rip up the grapevines from the roots. Ela, rather, what does he do? Misharish, he pulls up the vines from the roots. Achakach zorea, and afterwards he plants the grain. Sumerav asetov, im rotza, and if he wants to do it a little differently, gomem ad bahot mitefach, he could cut the vines down until there's less than a tefach sticking up from the ground. And in that way, they're not going to grow back very well. Zorea, and then he plants. Achar kach misharish. Afterwards, he can uproot. And Farshim say it's unlikely that any vines grow back, but if they start growing back, then it's easy to just pull up the ones that grow back by the roots. But if he's cutting them off close to a tefach from the ground, he's demonstrating he doesn't want the vines anymore. He wants to change it to grains, and then there's no problem of kilayim. Shkoyach, Rabosai.